Hello, Bruce, and all dear listeners, especially friends in detention. Has been a busy week. Last Sunday night in Namanga on the Kenya border, I met the daughter of Jane Nelly from Lowu, also the people who'd come from Kenya earlier in the day. As they went back towards Nairobi, they listened to your program. They heard their voices on the program through the internet. Monday was spent travelling on five flights on small planes to Mwanza, where I met Dais, the nephew of Makambi in Stanley, family of Mohammed Said, Pinda in Shekbik, hoping his uncle can do something about a transfer agreement with Hong Kong, but not so simple because the prisons here, as in other places, require families to bring food every day, that travelling and food very expensive, and also to take care of medical expenses and so on. So for a lot of families, coming back here would make life more difficult in some ways, but we'll see what happens. Wednesday was spent travelling back to Dar. Thursday, I met the brother of Asher in Lowu, brother and nephew of Mawin Nimadi in Stanley, the brother and sisters of Juma Magbago in Stanley. Friday, the brother of Dolly in Stanley, sister and cousin of Dismas Cosmas in Stanley, Dar es Salaam brother and sister of Mohammed Said in Shekbik, and the sister of Salim Agan in Stanley. And yesterday I met the brother of Rashid Paul in Stanley, Augustine, brother of Peter the Rock in Stanley, and the mother and sister of Godfrey in Stanley. Tomorrow I am due to go to prison, to visit the prison at Segerea. It's been a very fascinating time here. I'm looking forward to getting back to Hong Kong next Thursday, please God. One funny thing that happened last week on the Kenya border at Namanga, when I filled in the form to stay at the guest house there, they had a place, tribe, what tribe do you belong to? And I said, I don't belong to a tribe. In Hong Kong, Australia, there's no tribes. And no, you've got to fill in tribe. So being from Brisbane, I put my tribe name as Queensland. God bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.